The deportation comes weeks after Malawi and Israel signed a memorandum of understanding on a new labor export deal to help address challenges workers were facing under the previous arrangement, which was championed by agents. However, in a statement issued Tuesday evening, Malawi government spokesperson Moses Kunkuyu said the Malawi embassy in Tel Aviv noted that the deported workers had valid visas and contracts to work in specific farms in the Israeli agriculture sector. But he says the problem was that they abandoned their lawful employment at the farms to start working at the bakery. Kunkuyu says it is an offense under Israeli law for a foreign worker holding a specific visa or work permit to change jobs without following necessary procedures. He cautioned those who choose to go to work in Israel that a breach of contract will not be tolerated. Malawi started exporting labor to Israel in November, aimed at boosting Malawi's foreign exchange reserves. Records show that over 1,000 Malawian workers are currently employed on Israeli farms. Currently, Malawi is expected to send about 3,000 unskilled laborers to work on various agriculture farms. Luther Mambala is the former president of the Malawi Congress of Trade Unions. He told VOA that it is surprising that some individuals would run away from their designated workplaces in Israel.
To me, as a labor activist, that can be a surprise because I know how sweet it is to work in a foreign land. Definitely, you're getting your money in dollars. With this devaluation of the kwacha, it means you are getting more money. So you can't just run away, definitely.
Malawi recently devalued its local currency by 44%, which resulted in price hikes of commodities and services. However, VOA could not find an opportunity to speak with four deported laborers who arrived in the country Tuesday. But a Malawi delegation, which recently visited workers in Israel, told a press conference in April that some workers told them that they were working under a conducive environment and conditions. Adam Chikapagais is an economist based in Blanta. He told VOA that the news of their deportation is embarrassing and suggests that it's time for the Malawi government to think of creating jobs for its people.
And we have to do a lot more things that are there for job creation. For example, the issue of mining. You know, if the government could have intensified the issue of the mining in this country, believe you me, the issue of the job creation, wealth creation, and food security could have been the issue of the past.
However, Kunkuyu says 80 other workers were expected to arrive in Malawi Wednesday. In the meantime, the Malawi government is calling upon all migrant workers in Israel to desist from quote-unquote such behavior, saying it puts the country into disrepute. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre.